So Shvi of Parshas Balak is fascinating to view about the Acharis Hayamim. It's one of two times that we have in the Chumash that the Acharis Hayamim is even mentioned, and it's particularly fascinating that Bilam is able to share his Nevuah. Even the Ramban agrees it's a Nevuah because it's really a continuation of the third vision. You know, Vayashas Al Midbar Panav, Vatiyalav Ruach Hashem, Ruach Elokim, and continues on. The Ramban says, so this is clearly a Nevuah, and it's the last of Bilam's Nevuahs, because he goes back to being, as the Psukim say in Yoshua, Bilam ben Beor HaKosem. Even Rashi agrees that Bilam lost his, Nevios, when the Pasuk says, you know, Brach Lecha Mekomecha, and Bilam says, Hinni Holech L'Ami, that he's going to be like everybody else in his nation, Yistalkim Menu Racha Kodesh. So be that as it may, you know, he's still able to share, what happens in Acharis Hayamim. If you compare that to the earlier time in the Torah, when Yaakov Avinu was in a position to do so, Hei Asfu V'Agid L'Lachem Eis Asher Yikra Aschem Me'Acharis Hayamim, ultimately God strips him of his Ruach HaKodesh, of his ability to share what would transpire in the Acharis Hayamim. It's a very fascinating thing to think about. You know, Yaakov Avinu, this is the Gemara Pesachim Nunvav that many of us learned this year together, right? Nistalkim in a Ruach HaKodesh, and therefore he thought that there was a Psul B'mitaso, and, the whole story of Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem Kibbon Malchus Yilaved, the idea of a Mita Shlema, the Rambam beginning of Hilchos Kriyat Shema, right? The Rambam privileges that Gemara. It's one of the Agadotot that the Rambam really celebrates, and, the Shevach, Shashi Biach Bo Yisrael HaZaken, that all of his banim would be, believers, and unlike Avram and Yitzchak, who suffered in different ways with Esav and Yishmael, respectively. So anyway, Bilam is able to share, his vision of the Acharis Hayamim, which obviously includes and begins with Darach Kochav Miyakov, V'kam Shevet Mi'Yisrael, Machatz Pasei Moav, V'karkar Kol B'nei Sheis. So Kol B'nei Sheis, it impacts all of humanity. Machatz Pasei Moav, right? So Moav uniquely is going to be affected. Darach Kochav Miyakov, Rashi says a reference to David HaMelech, the Ramban says, no, this is really Acharis Hayamim. It's the Melech HaMashiach, and it's Kibbutz Golios, just like a Kochav is Meir, Mikzeh HaShemayim V'yad Sofo. So that's the reference here to the Kochav Miyakov is, of course, a reference to Melech HaMashiach, hence Bar Kochba, or Bar Koziba, as, the Rambam likes to refer to him, as it was, a false messianic movement. And as we've mentioned many times, Tipeach HaTzmosan Shem Lechash V'Kitz, and so we can't be careful enough about putting any firm details on the process, but we have a general picture from Bilam, from the end of Parshas Balak, of what things look like. And one of the general simanim, again, without putting any dates on it, without putting any, specific points on it, the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim echoing in our ears, Lo Yeda Adam Dvarim Elu Eich Sheyihiyu Ad Sheyihiyu, so we have no, specific knowledge of the order. But as the Rambam says, Yamin Bechal Hadavar, V'layarich B'divrei Agado, so the Pasuk says, V'Yisraelo Sechayo, that one of the signs of the Acharis Hayamim is the strength of the Jewish people. Karashachav Kari Uchulavi Miyakimenu, Mivarechacha Baruch V'Arecha Arur, right, the power of the Jewish people. If I had to put it in terms of Bilam's earlier nevuos, right? Initially, we said in the first nevuah, "Hinam levadad yishkon v'agoyim lo yischashav." So on the one level, as Ramban said, that means Torah achas, mishpat achad, goy achad. But it's also a degree of isolation, and possibly a degree of vulnerability as well. "Hinam levadad yishkon v'agoyim lo yischashav." Then we had "Hinam kelavi yakum." Turns into a hein am kelavi yakum, that they'll arise like a lion. One of the signs, again, and this is now in the fourth nefua, v'Yisrael osechayil, v'haya edom yiresha, v'haya yiresha siroi vaiv, v'yerd miyakov, v'hevid sarid meir. So this image of the Jewish people, establishing themselves as a dominant power, in the world before that time, when the Shibud Malchios will be fully broken, and Lo Yisagoy El Goy Charev, Lo Yilmidu Od Melchama, which of course we look forward to, but the Shibud Malchios will be broken, and the image that we have here from the, Hei Asfu V'Agid El Chameis Asher Yichres Chem Acharis Hayamim, that Yaakov was deprived of, but now Bilam is able to, share, L'cha Yatzachai Asher Yaseh Amazel Amcha B'Acharis Hayamim V'Yisrael Osechayil, is the strength of the Jewish people. The Targum Unkel says that Yisrael, Yitzchak ben Achasen, that it has to do with, I guess, socioeconomic conditions. You know, but the fact is that, you know, the simple reading in the context of the Psukim, Bisrael Osachayel, Vaya Adom Yeresha, Vaya Yeresha Seyroi Vav, you know, Vyard Miyako, Vavid Sarid Meir, Vikarkar Kol B'nei Sheis, all of these are indications that the Am Levadad Yishkon, the isolated people, which, you know, Hinam Kelavi Yakum, will translate into the Jewish people being able to, in a physical sense, being able to defend themselves. And again, without attaching, you know, any specific date or being too, detailed about it, you know, but just in the spirit that the Rav did, and he called the Dido fake, you know, it says, you know, he detects six knocks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, offering, you know, the Jewish people an opportunity. And this he wrote in 1956. So here we stand, you know, many, many years later, over 65 years later since that time, you know, and so to be alive during a period of time where you could say, V'Yisrael Osachayil, and it's a reality, it's all around us, you know, again, without exaggerating and without making militarism some kind of a goal in of itself. It's obviously not. Lo Yisagayil Goy Chayiv, Lo Yimadu Al Milchama. You know, Lama Nisavu Chachamim Limos HaMashiach. It's obviously, you know, Ava Lefi HaYediyah, all the things that we've spoken about so many times, you know, with respect to, you know, why it is that we want Limos HaMashiach, how Talmud Torah is the apex of human existence. All these things are true, but we should still feel privileged and, you know, take note of the fact that V'Yisrael Osachayil is a reality for us in a way that it simply wasn't and couldn't possibly be for previous generations. And so again, you know, to leave, you know, Parshas Balak with both a, you know, kind of a question, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu preferred to reveal more through Bilam than he did through Yaakov, you know, Nistalkim in Ruach HaKodesh, as opposed to Bilam, who was able to give a vision in terms of Klal Yisrael, in terms of Edom, in terms of Moab, in terms of, you know, Amalek, Reishis Goyim Amalek, V'achriso Adei Oved, in terms of the Keni, you know, Vitzim Yad Kitim, the Romans and their great boats, you know, and, you know, what they would do to Ashur, Vinu Aver, what they would do to the Jewish people as well. So, you know, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed more to be revealed through Bilam than through Yaakov is, I think, a fascinating question, and a makom for you guys to be misguided there. And then just the Heyara of Yisrael Osachayil, the two times in the Torah that we have the expression Heinam, right? Heinam Levadad Yishkon turns into Heinam Kelavi Lakum, which turns into Yisrael Osachayil, which is something we all need to appreciate about, you know, Bisman Hazel, what we get to experience and what nobody else has been able to, you know, Jewish people haven't experienced since the days of Rabbi Akiva, and either Bar Kochba, the Darach Kochav Miharkov, or Bar Koziba, you know, Chazav, and again, it's a warning to everybody in terms of if Rabbi Akiva could be taken in, all of us, you know, can fall prey to, you know, the exhilaration of you know, the messianic idea, but just to take a step back and appreciate V'Yisrael Osachayil, and as the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin talks about, you know, B'keish Kadosh Baruch Hu Lasos Chizkiyah Mashiach, and the failure to recite Shira was, you know, the reason that, you know, ultimately he wasn't Zocha to it. So we have to sing Shira, some of us with a bracha, some of us without a bracha, whatever it is, we have to be grateful for what we've experienced in our, you know, lifetime, v'tzi pisa liyeshua, and hope that the process, in God's good time, you know, ani Hashem bita achishana, will continue on without, you know, us being dochek es hashah, but simply appreciating what Klal Yisrael has yearned for the thousands of years, since the days of Rabbi Yochanan and Ben Zakkai, to be able to witness for ourselves, heinam levadad yishkon, turn into heinam kelavi yakum, turn into v'yisrael osachayil, which is a reality that we're privileged to be able to see.